More music, more variety. Magic 107.9. It's Jay and Dawn. 801, still cloudy, 61. We'll see some sun a little bit later. Highs in the mid to maybe upper 70s. Great looking 4 or 5 days at least ahead of us. Check that forecast at magic1079.com, keyword weather. And make sure you have the iHeartRadio app. We're getting set for an hour commercial free. We start that at 8:30 every Monday through Friday. Great way to start the workday. And a great way to listen is on your iHeartRadio app. Listen to your favorite music, your favorite stations all over the country, your favorite podcasts. All for free. Download it for free at the App Store or Google Play with Magic 107.9. The Chili Pepper Cross Country Festival annual event here in Fayetteville happening tomorrow and Saturday. Jay Lewis, race director, is here with us. Now, how long have we been doing this, Jay?
Hey, it's 29 and holding, just like a lot of my friends.
Wow.
So 29th annual Chili Pepper Festival, we were talking about the schools, colleges, high schools, and junior highs. How many teams are coming to this? There's a lot of runners at the Chili Pepper Festival.
Oh, like 50 college teams. We've got them coast to coast, literally. Mm-hmm. And then you look at about 150 high school and junior high teams.
Okay.
So it's a big reach for people coming in for this festival. We've already got over 6,500 runners signed up. It's a big undertaking.
So it's going to be tomorrow and Saturday. Location, where are you at? Where are you?
We're over there at the Agri Park, just off Highway 112 or Garland Avenue. Mm-hmm. So it's the Razorback's home cross-country course.
Right.
So just that little farm just off Garland.
Gets a lot littler when those people, when everybody shows up, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's jam-packed.
Yeah.
Coach Bucknum from the Razorbacks, he calls it the Super Bowl of running.
Yeah, it really is.
It fills up to capacity.
One of the great things you do is you give money to programs locally. You've given a lot to area schools. How much money have you given over the years?
Well, we're really proud of that. I mean, we've given over $500,000 since 1988.
Yeah,
and
huge.
This year, it looks like we'll be able to give about $70,000 to area schools.
Mm-hmm.
Most exciting part is we're going to give $20,000 directly to junior high programs. So that's a little bit different wrinkle, because we've only given to high schools before, but we want to get those kids running earlier.
Right.
Get them started.
That's great, though.
Great sport for young people to be involved in throughout their
young,
high
old, and
career.
Everything in between. Yeah, start early, and that's this is a lifelong habit. This isn't like football, where you're probably, you know, in most cases not going to play past high school. This is something
right.
you can do for the rest of your life, which is outstanding.
Yeah.
This is money going to programs that are typically in schools not funded very well. It's not the sexy sport like basketball or football.
Right.
So these are programs that really, really need that money that you're providing. So this is a great thing you're doing, and I know the junior highs are really going to appreciate that. Who's your sponsor this year?
Well, I tell you, the U.S. Army jumped in big.
Nice.
And they're going to bring some fitness great. Tests, so you can test your mettle out there at the cross-country course. But they're primary sponsor. A lot of sponsors we've had for several years in their back, like Rush Running, Powerade,
right.
Jose's, of course, Benny, Keith, Timex, Feltner Brothers, Cliff Bar, a lot of sponsors.
Feltner Brothers, those guys run, I think. So you can run and then go eat your burger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd be after the tacos. What do we say, 100 gallons of salsa that Jose's bringing?
Oh, yeah, 500 pounds 100, of sandwich 000. Meat.
Yeah.
500 pounds of taco meat? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it takes a lot of food to feed a lot of people. And
no
with
kidding.
About 6,500 runners and 6,000 people watching them, there's a lot there. So college, high school, junior high, the weather looks spectacular this year. Weather looks really great.
How about that?
Yeah, that's the one thing you can't
you,
control.
Arranging that for us.
We do what we can, but yeah, that's the one thing you don't have any control over, but it looks like that has gone your way this year, so the weather should be great. And again, Friday and Saturday, is there a chance to still get involved? I know we're really close to
yeah, absolutely.
To
I mean, as an individual, you can run the 1 mile, 5K, 10K. Just
okay.
go to chilipepperfestival.org. It'll guide you right to the registration.
Okay.
You can jump on there or sign up at the event.
I would go online, to be honest. I think you probably would save a little time that way, but that's Chili, C-H-I-L-E. I always
right.
spell it wrong every year, and it comes up with some cooking festival in
for
Nebraska or something.
So
yeah,
yeah.
It's the pepper. You got some cool t-shirts again this year, I assume, or what?
Oh, yeah.
You got some apparel?
The Creative
always.
Awards helped us with a really neat design.
Nice.
It's amazing. And we went a little green. I guess you could call us the green chili this year,
okay.
but we went with some bamboo of plaques.
Really?
You know, renewable.
Nice.
Perfect.
I love bamboo.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
You can call us the green chili pepper this year.
So love it.
Pretty fun.
All right. For all the info, tomorrow and Saturday, the 29th annual Chili Pepper Festival, chilipepperfestival.org. Jay, we love what you're doing to keep the young people fit and also to fund these programs that desperately need that money. So thanks
appreciate
for what you do. Chili Pepper Festival going on again tomorrow and Saturday. Look it up at chilipepperfestival.org. Jay, all the best.
Thank you so much. We'll see you out there.
Our soul.